Fire away.
What do you want to accomplish in this game while you're in there?
You know, just string together consecutive good plays, string together a couple good drives, and you know, just get the feel of the game. You know, it's a little different than practice. Obviously, there's going to be some emotions. There's going to be, you know, a lot more adrenaline and stuff like that. So I think just, you know, put together a couple good drives and you know, completions and just manage the game. Do the things that I need to do to move the ball up the field.
How helpful has it been for you to have Devon Bess out there?
You know, it's nice, you know, because he's, again, like I say all the time, he's a pro. You know, he communicates well. He's a guy that, you know, he'll talk to you about certain things or whatever. And you know, he's a great target, hardworking guy, runs great routes, creates a lot of mismatches underneath, and he's gonna be huge for us.
Where's this offense right now in your mind?
I think we're making strides. I mean, we have a long ways to go. I don't think we're where we need to be. And I think if you ask anybody, they'd all say the same thing. We got a long ways to go. I still feel good about the guys we have. I'm excited about, you know, the potential we have offensively. And you know, once you get in a game and you get those live reps, you know, you can get a better understanding, because it's tough when you go against your defense all the time and they have a pretty good idea what you're doing and you know what they're doing you know, so we'll see. But you know, we got some work to do.
Hey, Brandon, what are some of the things that you've been working on, you know, throughout this camp that you want to test yourself and see if you can carry over to live game action against an actual opponent?
You know, that completion percentage. You got to get completions. You know, if it's you know, whatever it may be, first down, third down, get completions. We got great backs. We got great guys underneath that can catch the ball and make plays. You know, again, managing the offense, you know, doing my part to, you know, move the football and, you know, throw the ball accurately, you know, throw it to the open guy, obviously, but, you know, go through my progressions and get a better understanding of this offense. So all that consumes up to, you know, more completions.
Do you detect any frustration in Trent's part, not being told he's not going to play when he feels he's healthy?
No, I mean, if it was week one, maybe, but no, I mean, he seems fine with it. I mean, he's a competitor. He wants to play. But you know, fortunately, he's missing games that realistically don't, you know, they don't count against that win loss record.
You talked about working on your feet to get quicker. How's that gone, and what can you say that you've done specifically to get quicker?
I think I've made pretty good strides. I've done a lot of stuff, you know, whether it be jump rope, you see us doing drills before practice. You know, just being conscious about it. I think that's more than anything is what you do. Is just, because if you just think about being faster and the drills and the routes on air and the stuff that not necessarily in the team reps, it'll carry over to the team reps. So stuff like that. I mean, just whatever it may be. You know, a lot of jump rope, stuff like that, just to speed your feet up.
How's your chemistry been coming along with Jordan Cameron lately?
You know, Jordan, you look at what San Diego did last year, and they used Gates a lot, and they're pretty similar, you know, as far as their athletic ability and ability to run routes. So he's a target. He's a big target. He can create mismatches with some backers and stuff. He can run. I think it's really good. You know, I thought we had some pretty good chemistry last year. He caught some, you know, some big passes down the stretch, so I'm excited about Jordan. He's a good player.
Has the game slowed down a little bit for you now? When you're back there and you're going through your progressions and reading the defense and that, has that kind of gotten to a point where it's almost in slow motion?
I don't know that it'll ever be in slow motion. These guys are they're too fast for that. But I think the more my understanding of this offense, you know, knowing where to start in the progression or knowing where to go with the football, that'll help slow it down. You still have to react and play fast because it's just fast on the other side of the ball. Those guys are paid a lot of money to run fast and hit hard. So I would say, you know, it's hard to tell until you get in the game because practice can be deceiving sometimes. So we'll see. You might ask me that's week 6 or 7.
I think the other night you said you're still making mistakes during practice. Everybody makes mistakes. But is there an area or two that you see yourself – or what's that area where you know, is it – not getting to the progressions fast enough? Is it not quite knowing exactly the plays, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, I think when you go back and watch the film, I think, you know, working one side of the field and, you know, knowing where your checkdowns are, knowing, you know, your underneath routes. Like, you know, I'm an aggressive thrower. That's just my personality. I'm an aggressive. I like to make throws in tight windows and do that thing. But I think, you know, knowing when to take those shots and knowing when to be aggressive and then knowing when to check it down and use our backs, you know, use some of their abilities, get the ball in their hand in space. You know, that's one thing. I miss a lot of, you know, I'll try to throw a corner route or something when I may have something underneath that may get 6 or 7, 8 yards and stuff like that. I mean, I think that's where if I can get better in those areas, one, that completion percentage will go up. And then, you know, it allows us to get more first downs, put ourselves on. It's easier to go, you know, to 2nd and 3 versus 2nd and 10 in this league. And if you can get those underneath stuff when it's not there, you know, it makes a little bit easier to call plays and to function as the 11 guys on the field.
Last year, the tight end position was unfamiliar to you coming out of Oklahoma State. It took you a while to use them. You feel like it's natural now to look for the tight end?
Yeah. You know, I mean, we had some good ones last year. Ben Watson had a lot of catches. I learned real quick that those guys are guys you need. I mean, they're a lot like we're talking about Devon. I mean, underneath guys that can, you know, use, you can throw it on their body and do some things there. I think so. Yeah, I learned real quick that those tight ends will bail you out more times than not, and so you gotta use them to your advantage.
Do you feel any more pressure going into this game or these 4 preseason games this year, as opposed to last year when you kind of knew that it was going to be your job? They had you pegged as the starter for sure. Is there any more pressure?
No, not really. Like I said, I know I have to play well, so I'm not putting any added pressure on myself.
Brandon, what's made this offense already better than last year? Is it more unpredictability in first down, more weapons on third down? I mean, as you go into this first preseason game, what in your mind has already made things better for you?
You know, I think, you know, knowing where to go with the ball and getting the ball out quick, getting the ball in those guys' hands as quick as possible. You know, it makes it easier on the guys up front. We're not having to protect as long. You know, stuff like that. It's real set in stone. You know, where to go with the football depending on coverage and those things. So you gotta know where to go with football. If you can, it allows you to get the ball out quickly. While at the same time, I should say, while taking shots. So I think those couple things. You know, we got to be good on third down. Last year we weren't very good on third down. I think if we can become a good third down football team. You know, that's how you string together long drives, gives your defense a break, and it allows you to score touchdowns versus kicking field goals.
Hey, Brandon, on Saturday, Chud said the offense just isn't clicking yet. Are you confident that you guys can get it clicking, you know, throughout this preseason and in time for September 8th?
Yeah, I'm confident, absolutely. You know, I mean, you know, these are the dog days of camp. I mean, defense is going to have their days where they win, and we're going to have days where we get them. That's just the way this thing goes. It's like that in high school, college, wherever you play. It's just part of this time of the year. But you know, we didn't have a very good night Saturday, you know, throughout the entire night overall, so we knew we had to get better. You know, we just hit a little lull there, and we gotta bounce back from it. But I'm confident we'll get to where we need to go.
Brandon, a couple more questions.
In the preseason games, how do you walk the line of, you know, staying in rhythm with Josh but also knowing he's not gonna be those first 2 games and finding someone else to have a rhythm on that spot as well?
Well, I think, you know, Josh has got to, he's got to get his reps while he can, and then I've got to throw it to him while I can at the same time. You know, he obviously won't be here for the first 2, so you have to. There's some give and take there. I mean, Travis or whoever takes his spot, you know, for the first 2, we're going to have to use him, and he's going to have to get familiar with the route combinations and stuff like that as well. So, yeah, it's a good question. I mean, you can't just not throw it to him because he's not going to be there. You still got to throw it to him and give him a feel and give him an opportunity to make plays, and that way when he comes back, he's ready to rock and roll.
What? Last year we talked a lot about Josh getting used to practicing at this level, and it wasn't always the consistent effort. Have you seen him progress in that area? Is it still a work in progress?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think he's playing fast. You know, he's playing faster, and I think, you know, the nice thing about Josh this year is he's communicating. You know, he'll come over and he'll talk to Scott, Coach Turner, and he'll say, I thought I saw this. It was bump and run, or it was bail, or whatever it was. He'll communicate, and he's getting a better understanding that way. So it's exciting. I mean, I think if he plays fast, he's got a lot of ability, and he's a big target guy that, you know, can create some mismatches.
You still have to get on him at all?
I don't. You know, each guy's different. I'll talk to him, but I can't really say I get on him. You know, I mean, you got to know how to handle each guy. You just got to tell him what you expect and then tell him what you see.
Will you take any more chances in this game or these games than you would in a regular season game?
I mean, it just depends on the situation. I mean, taking chances doesn't really mean throwing 9 balls down the sideline all the time. I think you got to, you know, be smart, you know, understand where you're at in the game and treat it like it's a real game. You know, treat it like you're going to, you know, put together good drives and manage the game. I mean, they're big on, you know, the coaches they want to see consistent, manageable drives, you know, whether it's a 4-yard run here, a 6-yard pass here, whatever it may be. And that's my goal, is just to put together – put our guys in position, no negative plays, move forward, and if that means shots or whatever it may be, so be it.